Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sound Studios of Arizona. All of today's articles will be taken from the Flagstaff Business News, and we'll start it off with smart car tips for successful road trips, July 8th, 2025. More than 75% of American adults say that they'll take a round trip this summer, according to a survey conducted by The Vacationer. If you are one of those nearly 196 million people who plans to hit the road, whether you're traveling a short distance or far from home, your vehicle needs to be just as ready as you are, according to the experts. Few things can ruin a trip faster than unexpected car trouble that turns a small issue into a major headache. Finley Honda Flagstaff General Manager Jacob Lundy shares some must-do tips to get your car road trip ready. He says a little preparation now can save you time, stress, and costly repairs down the line. Number one, check your essential fluids. Before any long drive, always inspect your vehicle's fluids. Start with the basics. Oil. Make sure your oil level is good and the oil looks clean. If you're nearing your next oil change, it's smart to take care of it before your trip. Coolant. Arizona's summer heat is brutal on engines. Low or old coolant can lead to overheating, so double check that your coolant reservoir is filled to the recommended level. Brake fluid and transmission fluid. Top off these critical fluids if they're low and watch for any leaks. Windshield washer fluid. You'll be glad you top this off when bugs start hitting your windshield and splatter. Pro tip, many local service shops will inspect these fluids during an oil change, so you can knock out two tasks at once. Two, tire safety, more than just pressure. Tires are one of the most crucial components for a safe trip, and Arizona's intense sun can take a toll on them. Before you hit the road, visual inspection. Look for cracks, dry rot, or other signs of aging. Tire pressure. Expect pressure to drop if you're traveling from higher elevations like Flagstaff to lower regions. Adding a couple extra PSI can help. Tread depth. Use the penny test. Insert a penny upside down into the tread. If you can see all of Lincoln's head, it's time for new tires. Tire age. Check the sidewall for the DOT number. The last four digits indicate the week and year that the tire was made. For example, 2623 means week 26 of 2023. In Arizona, tires generally last 6 to 8 years, even if they appear fine. Don't forget to inspect your spare tire too. Many people overlook this, but a flat spare is useless in an emergency. Spares often require higher PSI, so check your owner's manual or door jam sticker for the correct number. 3. Are your brakes road trip ready? Brakes are your first line of defense on winding mountain roads or stop-and-go traffic. Here's what to check. Vibrations. If your car shakes when braking, your rotors may be warped. Squealing sounds. If that high-pitched noise is your brake pad's wear indicator, telling you that it's time for replacements. Better to handle brake issues at home than risk problems far from a trusted mechanic. 4. Battery health. Beat the heat. Arizona summer heat is harder on car batteries than winter cold. Signs that your battery may be failing include slow engine cranking, dim headlights, warning lights on your dashboard, a rotten egg smell near the battery. If your battery is more than a few years old, it's wise to have it tested before your trip. 5. Emergency kit essentials. No one plans for breakdowns, but being prepared makes all the difference. Keep these things in your car. Extra water and non-perishable snacks. Jumper cables, gloves, and reflectors. Contact information for your roadside assistance. A jack, lug wrench, and your wheel lock key, if applicable. While road tripping, it's a good habit to keep your gas tank at least half full, especially in rural areas with fewer stations. 6. Tech, navigation, and diagnostics. If your car has onboard navigation or software, make sure it's updated before you leave. Dealerships typically check for updates during routine service visits. Also, even if there are no warning lights, trust your instincts. If something feels off with your vehicle, schedule a diagnostic check before hitting the road. It's far better than waiting for hours for a tow in triple-digit temperatures. 7. Plan your stops. While not a mechanical issue, planning your fuel, food, and restroom stops ahead of time can prevent scrambling in unfamiliar areas. If you don't have a go-to mechanic, consider scheduling a pre-trip check with a trusted dealership. It's important to get your vehicle road trip ready so you can focus on making memories instead of being stranded. This article was written by Mary Marini of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Willard Springs Wildlife Overpass pumps $15.8 million into Northern Arizona economy. July 8, 2025. Clods of freshly broken ground and the steady beep-beep of trucks backing up signal progress on the Willard Springs Wildlife Overpass, now under construction on I-17, approximately 15 miles south of Flagstaff. The multi-million dollar project, designed to reduce wildlife vehicle collisions and restore habitat connectivity, is also injecting new energy and dollars into the Northern Arizona economy. This project will pump $15.8 million into the Northern Arizona economy between wages, material costs, and transportation, said SEMA Construction Incorporated Project Superintendent T.K. Boyer, the contractor selected for the job. Funded primarily through a Federal Highway Administration Wildlife Crossings Pilot Program grant, the overpass project is part of a national effort to make highways safer for both drivers and wildlife. Local jobs, local dollars. With offices in Flagstaff and Munns Park, SEMA has intentionally structured its workforce and subcontracting strategy to prioritize local hiring and keep dollars circulating in northern Arizona. A lot of our labor force is from right here in northern Arizona, said Boyer, a Sholo resident raising his family in the region. The current team includes workers from Flagstaff, Wickenburg, and other Arizona rural communities. Willard Springs Wildlife Overpass project manager and civil engineer Clay Rogers also lives in Flagstaff, underscoring SEMA's commitment to keeping high-paying skilled positions within the region. Boosting regional suppliers. From concrete to crane work, Northern Arizona companies are directly benefiting from the project. CEMEX, which operates a batch plant in Flagstaff, is supplying what will total approximately 350 truckloads of concrete. Aggregates are being hauled from CEMEX's Gray Mountain site and Clarkdale Aggregates in the Verde Valley. A trucking company from Pine is moving some materials, supporting local driving jobs in the process. Additional companies with Northern Arizona operations are helping fuel the local economy through their involvement in the project. Bundage Bone Concrete Pumping, now with a new Flagstaff branch. Southwest Industrial Rigging, handling heavy lifting out of their Flagstaff office. Paradise Rebar Incorporated, based in Phoenix and led by a summertime Munns Park resident. Whitecap, Flagstaff's construction supply store. Evergreen Spray Service, a woman-owned Prescott business managing invasive species removal. SEMA is also renting equipment from regional suppliers in Flagstaff and Prescott Valley, including Empire Cat, Sun State Equipment, and United Rentals. The whole project is under the Buy American Act, Boyer said. So almost everything they use is sourced domestically, and much of it is locally sourced. Infrastructure investment with wildlife and motorists in mind. Construction activity is currently focused on pouring fittings for one of several elk escape ramps, which provide one-way exit points for animals that may get trapped on the highway side of the 8-foot-high fencing. The full project includes not only the vegetated overpass, but also 16 miles of fencing, 8 miles on each side of I-17, designed to guide elk, deer, and even black bears toward the safe crossing. This is a proven system. It will work, said Boyer, who previously helped construct the successful wildlife pass on State Route 260 between Forest Lakes and Christopher Creek. According to a recent Arizona Game and Fish report, elk vehicle collisions were reduced by 84% within a year at the Christopher Creek section after fencing was put in place. The Arizona Game and Fish Department, AZGFD, data supported the selection of the Willard Springs location, which spans from milepost 322.76 to milepost 331.13. The section of I-17 designated for the overpass and fencing account for 58% of all wildlife vehicle collisions between Stoneman Lake Road and Flagstaff from 2018 to 2022. Within that broader 32-mile corridor, approximately 75% of those incidents involved elk, massive animals that can weigh up to 1,100 pounds. Over the past years, the agency fitted more than 200 elk near Flagstaff with GPS collars to track herd movement. Vehicle wildlife collisions were also logged. During a study to help identify the locations of the crossings, we documented 100 elk and deer killed by vehicles each year on I-17 from Stoneman Lake to Flagstaff, and many of those go unreported, particularly those with commercial vehicles. Arizona Game and Fish Department biologist Jeff Gagnon told Quad City Business News. When asked about crashes involving commercial vehicles, he explained that they're difficult to track because commercial drivers often don't stop, unlike passenger vehicles, which typically sustain enough damage to require a crash report. Game and Fish says that the overpass will be used more heavily after 2 years, when elk establish patterns of herd movement, explained Boyer. Long-term value for Northern Arizona. With the project completion scheduled for the fall of 2026, economic benefits will continue for at least 2 construction seasons, along with potential long-term gains in reduced vehicle damage, fewer insurance claims, and improved driver safety. As work continues, the Arizona Department of Transportation urges drivers to slow down and stay alert in the active construction zone near Willard Springs. This article was written by Stacy Wittig of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Growing homelessness, wildfire threats lead to closure of Little America trails. Dozens of Flagstaff residents and visitors hike the Ponderosa Pine Line trails behind Little America each week, but that is expected to change soon amid growing concerns surrounding unauthorized encampments and wildfire risk. In a move to preserve the area and maintain Flagstaff's natural beauty, hotel representatives say the trails on more than the 500-acre property will soon be open to Little America hotel guests only. Little America Vice President of Operations Tony O'Brien said that they noticed the growing number of illegal camps when they were maintaining the property and repairing fence lines last year. "This is not the direction we originally wanted to go, but it's important for fire safety that we don't allow access to these areas. There have already been 4 fires south of us this season that caused some damage. We want to make sure we're doing our part to maintain the forest and that Little America won't have issues in the future." Little America has long played a key role in Flagstaff's tourism economy, creating jobs, hosting events, and welcoming thousands of visitors each year. The resort's forested trails were originally intended as an amenity for hotel guests, but have increasingly become a favorite among locals as well. While the closure may be disappointing to some trail users, O'Brien said overall residents have supported the decision. "We have been pleasantly surprised by the level of support from our Flagstaff residents. We have been in this community for more than 55 years. We understand what this means, and we don't take it lightly." Little America is working on details for the fence line, but O'Brien says the plan is to close off all public access and leave only entry for fire crews, adding that this is a necessary step to protect private property, residents, guests, and the surrounding forest. Some residents are reluctant and some are sad, but they really do understand the reasons why. They know these problems exist and they appreciate we are being proactive to maintain the property. Meanwhile, experts say the wildfire season has lengthened in many areas, including Arizona, for many reasons, including warmer spring temperatures and decreases in precipitation and snowpack. The average length of fire season, which is the time from first fire start to last fire suppressed in the calendar year, has increased across the western U.S. by 2.8 months and by 3.6 months in southwestern forests, states a 2020 study by Northern Arizona University's Ecological Restoration Institute. As wildfire season continues, O'Brien hopes that the community will stay vigilant, practice fire safety, and respect property boundaries. It's all about keeping Flagstaff beautiful and safe, he says. We love this town, and that's why we're making these tough decisions. O'Brien encourages anyone looking for outdoor recreation to explore nearby public lands and designated trail systems, which remain open and accessible throughout the region. This article was written by Mary Marini of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Navajo Craft Soda, Pop Top, Fizz Fizz, July 8th, 2025. Refrigerators in modern convenience stores and travel centers have wall-to-wall beverage options, but few, if any of them, have their own craft sodas brewed in an on-site bottling room. That's one of the things that makes the Navajo Blue Travel Plaza unique. It bottles 8 flavors of Navajo Fizz craft soda. Pop the top on a refreshing pinion nut root beer, sumac strawberry, or cherry lemongrass soda, the 3 most popular flavors, and enjoy the fizz. How about peaches and cream, Navajo green thread tea, old-fashioned lemonade, classic grape, and juicy orange? I really don't know of any other local craft sodas, said Lane Shimtenkop, director of food and beverage for the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise. It's the first of its kind for the Navajo Nation, and we're very proud of the quality of our product. It sets us apart. Knackered Pepsi started distributing Navajo Fizz last month in the Flagstaff area in 12-ounce bottles and 12-ounce slim cans, Schmichtentop said. The Travel Plaza is adjacent to Twin Arrows Navajo Casino Resort. Both are just off Interstate 40, about 20 miles east of Flagstaff at exit 219. The Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise operates the Travel Plaza and 4 casinos in Arizona and New Mexico. It also has plans to develop a casino on US 89 at the site that includes the now closed Horseman Lodge Steakhouse. The Navajo Blue Travel Plaza has clean bathrooms, showers, laundry, fueling for motorists and truckers, slot machines, and sports betting kiosks in a non-smoking gaming room. The five-year-old facility also looks to set itself apart with its fire pit food counter. It serves breakfast burritos, fry bread, lamb sandwiches, blue corn mush, and a 2-pound Sue Big Burger with all the fixins. The Monster Burger comes on a 12-inch brioche bun or fry bread known as Da Ningazi in the Navajo language. Sliced like pizza, the burger is best shared with travel mates. It comes with homemade chips and a 44-ounce drink. The SBB is priced at $40 or $29 for customers with a Twin Arrows Casino Club card. It is served on a commemorative tin plate. About 6 people per day tackle the Sue Big Burger, said Mike Apache, Travel Plaza store manager. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You've been listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.